Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE, featuring conversations about life in Michiana. Today, actors Fariel Sheikh and Mateo Becerra from Stage for Change IUSB perform monologues about prejudice written by anonymous South Bend residents.
Stage for Change is a platform where we bring stories from actually real people.
The one I have actually happened in South Bend. They distinctly say a place called Bruno's Pizza, and I was like, wow, it happens in our backyard.
My name is Fariel Sheikh, and today I'll be performing a monologue, Embracing My Religion. As a Muslim woman wearing hijab, I went to Cubs baseball game in South Bend, Indiana. It was with my white American friends. While walking around in the baseball field, I saw many people looking at me shocked. I saw in their eyes, what is she doing here? I realized they were not looking at me as a woman, rather an object that can hurt them. Many people confuse Muslims with being terrorists, but I am not a terrorist. Behind this hijab is just a woman, like every other woman in the baseball field. While walking around in the baseball field, there was this white American guy who pushed his elbow into my chest, and I fell behind. None of my friends helped me get back up. Rather, they felt uncomfortable. I felt sad and hurt because he was telling me with his actions that I don't belong here just because I'm Muslim.
This is the first time I felt threatened. The first time I felt threatened because I'm brown was when Trump won the election. And I don't mean threatened don't drive through those counties. Oh, that area is dangerous kind of threatened. I had felt that before. I mean, as he was elected, a dark, ominous air set in, and I felt threatened everywhere. From the moment I stepped out the door and everywhere I walked. I had never really been self-aware of how I looked or dressed. I barely look in the mirror. And most of the time, I forget I have a beard, long hair, and a bun. I forget what I'm wearing. I just don't think about it. I even forget I'm brown. However, now I was hyper-aware. I walked into Bruno's Pizza shortly after the election. And as soon as I walked in, I noticed that there were only white people. And I saw them look at me, and immediately I looked away. I was too scared to look at them out of fear of them hating me, or worse, knowing they hate me and feeling it. I wondered if they were jealous because I was wearing a dress shirt, tie, and slacks. Did they think I had worked a fancy job? I didn't even make that much. Did they think I had taken one of their jobs? When Donald Trump was elected, I wanted to disappear for the next 4 years. Not be noticed. I didn't want to look at anyone. I didn't want people to look at me. I didn't want to speak to anyone. I felt mute. I felt ultra brown and that I was worthless to a large portion of the population. My rights mattered less. I was less because I was brown. I had nothing to do with that. That was the way I was born. Why would I be seen less? It's sick, disgusting, and depressing. I want the world to be more tolerant and accepting. I want the world to respect everyone's rights. I want equality. I don't want racism to rule the world.
Actors Mateo Becerra and Fariel Sheikh from Stage for Change, IUSB, performing monologues about prejudice written by anonymous residents of South Bend. Michiana Stories can be heard Mondays at 7:45 during Morning Edition and at 4:45 during All Things Considered. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.